His mother, Sylvia Bloom, was a high-powered advertising executive. She wore tailored business suits and tended to ask questions without waiting for the answer. His father, Stephen Bloom, was an astrophysicist. He was completely obsessed with studying the universe. Sylvia often joked that Stephen wouldn't notice a bomb going off near him. But that wasn't true. He'd probably study the nature of the explosion. Simon didn't mind having workaholic parents. He kept to himself at home, at school, and everywhere in between. He was used to being ignored. His grades were good enough for his teachers to leave him alone, and he usually escaped notice from the bullies, too. Sitting in his desk chair, Simon opened his eyes and wondered where that weird tugging feeling had come from. He glanced around his room, looking over shelves and shelves of books, comics, and old toys. Cars, spaceships, dinosaurs, superheroes, you name it. There were movie posters, mostly science fiction and fantasy. Pictures of astronauts doing a spacewalk outside their space shuttle and bouncing on the moon. And a drawing by his all-time favorite artist, M.C. Escher. Escher drew the impossible, the rules of reality bending in crazy ways. The one on Simon's wall was called Relativity. It was the inside of a house, with people walking up different stairways set at every angle. Some people were completely upside down in relation to others, but each person walked as if his was the normal stairway. Simon looked at the book he'd been reading earlier, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, by Douglas Adams. It was his favorite book, about a perfectly ordinary British man named Arthur Dent, who goes with a group of aliens on an incredible adventure throughout the galaxy. Simon loved it because he wished he was Arthur. But that book wasn't the source of the tugging, nor was the Escher picture. It was something outside his window. Simon opened it, and that's when he felt a breeze. No, the breeze. Like the books, it was important enough for the Big B. You see, this was not a normal puff of wind. It was soothing and exciting as it washed over Simon. It made him tingle with thoughts and possibilities. It gave him the tiniest glimpse of a special, hidden part of the world. For a moment, he felt like he really was flying, really was a dazzling firework, really was teleporting to the moon, and more. Like he could do anything, and anything could happen. The breeze faded away, and Simon turned back to his room. But he couldn't forget that feeling.